2024 presidential race is on. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, with an announcement Monday night from former President Trump.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Mr. Trump promised to stop illegal immigration, attack the crime rate, and seek term limits for members of Congress. He called the U.S. a nation in decline under President Biden. The president convened an emergency meeting of the G20 leaders at the Bali summit to discuss the Russian-made missile that fell into Poland, killing two people near its border with Ukraine. U.S. intelligence now reportedly believes that rocket was actually fired by Ukrainian forces trying to shoot down an incoming Russian missile. President now en route back to Washington from Indonesia with a fueling stop scheduled in Guam. NASA moments ago firing the engines on the Orion rocket at Cape Canaveral, Florida, launching the country's first moon mission in nearly 50 years.
3, 2, 1, boosters in ignition and liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
Audio courtesy of NASA TV, Fox's Phil Keating is at Cape Canaveral.
This flight is uncrewed, but the mission is historic. Blast off, circle the Earth, and then head back to the moon. This mission is all about data, testing the rocket, the Orion capsule, orbiting the moon, then returning to Earth, and all importantly, proving Orion's heat shield works perfectly. The capsule is going to be screaming through Earth's atmosphere at about 25,000 miles an hour. The whole mission will last 42 days, so a lot of time in space for what NASA plans to be a whole lot of assessing this decade-in-the-making $100 billion mission.
Wall Street rising Tuesday, the Dow gaining 56 points, NASDAQ up 162, the S&P 500 closing 34 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More tough questions for the Homeland Security Secretary in a congressional hearing Tuesday.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas facing questions about his future at a hearing today on Capitol Hill. His first public appearance since forcing his Customs and Border Protection Commissioner, Chris Magnus, to resign. Republicans accuse Mayorkas of making Magnus the fall guy for President Biden's broken border policies. The hearing comes amid staggering new CBP numbers showing more than 230,000 migrants crossed the border last month. CBP sources add October averaged about 2,000 gotaways every single day, people who slipped into the country without a trace.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Just days after the cryptocurrency's third largest exchange collapsed, the public's now starting to get an idea of just how messy the FTX bankruptcy case could be. Other crypto firms are now failing as a result of FTX's unraveling. Events reminiscing of the domino-like meltdowns of the 2008 financial crisis. In a court filing, lawyers for FTX said there were already more than 100,000 claims against the company, most from customers, and estimate that figure could grow to more than 1 million once the case is complete. Police in New York State releasing more details about a deadly domestic shooting involving a police officer.
Police in Rochester call it a double murder-suicide. They say off-duty officer Tiffany Gadsden shot two women and then turned the gun on herself. She was pronounced dead after being taken to a hospital. One of her victims also died, while a third woman is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. So far, there's no word on a motive. The New York State Attorney General's office is conducting an investigation as required by law when a crime is committed by a police officer. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.